Statistics compiled by the Victorian coroner have revealed that gambling addictions are behind a staggering number of suicides. In the past 10 years, 128 people have ended their own lives because of their own or their partner's gaming addictions. Anti-gambling campaigners say it's proof that tougher restrictions are needed, particularly on poker machines, while the state government says lower figures in more recent years prove that reforms have worked. James Bennett reports.
The melodic sound of poker machines in this Victorian sporting club belies a tragic toll. The Victorian Coroner's Court has searched the state suicide register and the National Coroner's Information System for suicides in which compulsive gambling was identified as a factor. Staff found 128 people had killed themselves as a result of their own or their partner's gambling addictions between 2000 and 2012. Anti-pokie campaigner Paul Bendat from Group Pokie Act.
We get little snippets like the Alfred Hospital, one in four people reporting with concepts of suicide in their brains say that it's due to gambling. You get government reports that say that 12,000 problem gamblers in Victoria contemplate suicide, but you never get to any continuum of it.
Among the cases the coroner unearthed was that of 55-year-old Patrick Tolan, who died in 2007. He'd made two previous attempts at ending his own life and suffered serious injuries when he fell four stories after police were able to talk him out of a third. In late September that year, though, firefighters were unable to save him when he fell 20 feet from a shopping centre building. Alcohol dependence and a compulsive gambling habit were identified as factors. But the coroner's figures show Patrick Tolan was just outside the highest risk group, men aged 30 to 49. Professor Alex Blazinski from Sydney University's Gambling Treatment Clinic says some caution is needed in interpreting the information.
It certainly does indicate the significant impact that excessive gambling does have on individuals. The difficulty, of course, is working out the direction of causality. That is, that does the gambling cause the suicide, or are people depressed and then end up gambling and then suicide for a variety of other reasons?
But he is far more certain about the role of government.
The government legislates for the availability of gambling within the community. It also is involved in regulating gambling within the community, and it's also involved in obtaining substantive taxation revenue. So there's clearly conflicts of interest, and as you say, they are reliant on gambling revenue. It's an indirect form. Unfortunately, it affects mostly the people who can ill afford to gamble.
Another of the 128 suicides identified was the death of pokie addict Jacob van Berlo in 2011. His problem gambling was discussed extensively, with coroner Edwin Batt finding that the 19-year-old's ability to continually access cash from an ATM contributed to his death.
There is a strong inference arising from the circumstances of this young person's death that the opportunity to access an automatic teller machine located within the gambling venue operated to feed his gambling addiction and so fuel his depression as to drive him to commit suicide.
Victoria's Premier Dennis Napthine points to lower gambling-related suicides in recent years as proof the government's response is working.
News that is welcomed out of that tragic situation is the coroner also reports in the last 2 years those numbers are reducing. The coroner also recommended to removal of ATMs from poker machine rooms, and we have done that as a government.
And he rejects the notion that the government's priorities are torn.
We have also produced the largest amount of money available to the Responsible Gambling Foundation, which we set up. Also, it's great to note, while it does hurt our bottom line, there's actually less money being spent on gambling in Victoria at the moment.
In a statement, Clubs Australia, whose members depend on poker machine revenue, told The World Today it recognises many people play poker machines to escape other problems in life, and that it's committed to providing counselling, chaplaincy and self-exclusion services to addicts.
James Bennett reporting.